What does family farming mean to you?
I think that family farming goes a long way back. I think it's a traditional method of farming that was there before, where families, you know, have a means of doing their production together for food purposes usually. It's only recently that families are using it for economic purposes as well, to fetch income for the family, for the household. I think family farming should be, as has been, a family venture. But then keeping in mind that times are changing and we also need to move with times, and so we need to modernize the concept. Instead of it just being a means of getting food for the family, let it become as a business, as everybody is saying. I think that's what family farming should be about.
And just tell us about the work that you do.
I work for an organization called Women in Agribusiness in Sub-Saharan Africa Alliance. Currently, we're working in 12 countries in Sub-Saharan Africa, including South Africa and Malawi, Mozambique, Angola, and several others. And what we do is basically just try to promote women, promote them, empower them to be large-scale farmers, because we know that most farmers in Africa are women, but they're all, almost all of them are small-scale farmers. And then you have the men who also do farming, but at a very large-scale commercial basis. So we'd like to bridge the gap and promote women to farm at that entrepreneurial level as well. That's what we do.
How bad, if you're looking at the continent of Africa, how bad is the gender issue, especially in farming?
I think, I don't know how to rate it in terms of the worst or bad, but I guess there are some gender gaps that are there. And as farm organizations, we always need to analyze what gender issues are existing within the communities that we're going to implement our projects in. Because you'll find that traditionally women and men have different roles in their farming. And if you don't know what those roles are, you're going to go implement a project targeted at women, but then you're teaching them roles that men do. At the end of the day, it's just resources gone to waste. So what we need to do is mainstream gender into our programs, know what women do and men do, and implement our projects accordingly. I think we shouldn't look at it as a bad situation. I think we should go as to how the community is and implement projects accordingly.
What are some of your ideas in terms of making farming, especially for women or like a teenager who's in school and thinking of going maybe into a career like this, agriculture? Mm-hmm. How can we make it more attractive so that they do actually come into a field like agriculture?
I think that when you're at school, whenever you're looking into a field that you want to go into, there are several factors that you consider, and I think an important factor is the financial aspect of it. How much money are you going to make out of it? And then also you look at the type of the job itself. Is it something that suits your lifestyle? Because I don't think young people want to spend their time in some rural place, you know, digging with a hole and things like that. So I think the way we can make it attractive is to modernize it, you know. For example, mechanization, and then also how do we bridge the gap? Because I think in Africa, agriculture is still in the agrarian phase. But I think if we modernize it enough and just, you know, bring it up to the technology level that is there now, I think it will be very attractive to everyone.